Now we have Benson Nature Group, the Brook, past, present and future. Despite being the shortest chalk stream in the Chilterns, Ewelme or Benson, depending on where you live, the Brook has a fascinating social and natural history. This was illustrated by David Solomon in a brilliant fact-filled talk in April. With its catchment of 16 square kilometres and annual rainfall of 696 millimetres, the underlying geology of chalk and gravel keep the water flow and temperature more or less constant throughout the year. With a mill mentioned in the Doomsday Book, to sheep washing and watercress growing, the Brook has played a central role for well over 1,000 years. Watercress grew naturally in King's Pool in Ewelme, and there are records of leaf clearing, moorhens, and even an otter being shot to protect the crop. Commercial watercress growing ceased in 1988, and milling came to an end in the 1880s following fires at Benson and at Ewelme mills. Naturally, chalk streams have an untidy appearance, with overgrown banks and water buttercup providing habitat for wildlife. There are good examples of semi-natural stretches, e.g. Millbrook Mead. But much of the brook is now brick-lined or culverted and so have reduced wildlife value. Trout, once common, are much less in evidence. Invasive, non-native Pacific signal crayfish wiped out native crayfish, and despite the removal of mink, water voles have disappeared. Benson Nature Group members monitor river fly populations every month to check on water quality, as these creatures are very sensitive to pollution. This month, the sample at the watercress beds was healthy, whereas below the road bridge at the location of the mill, there were many dead or dying insects. It's not possible to pinpoint the reason for this unusual event. There are several possibilities, including a spillage on the road or agricultural or garden chemical runoff. We also measure chemical pollutants, phosphates and nitrates, in the water. The latest readings show high levels of nitrates but low phosphate levels. The high nitrate levels are even present at the source of the brook, so it must be concluded that the cause is agricultural fertilizer, which is not filtered out as the water passes through the chalk. It's difficult to do anything about the road or agriculture sources, but as individuals, we should do everything we can to prevent pollution, as even the tiniest amount can cause big problems. For example, from garden chemicals or flea treatments on pets, heavy rain can wash it into the brook. But there is hope. Such information could inform a strategy to reverse the declines, and with community support and different management, invertebrate numbers could increase and herald the return of trout and other species. And for future events, see the Facebook page or the website at bensonnaturegroup.com. And that article is by Val Siddiqui.